following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcasting Network. For a full list of our shows, as well as breaking sports news and engaging feature stories, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the 35th episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. We're two members of the class of 2017 who are obsessed with Bonnie's basketball. Kyle, welcome to you.
Alec, we are in the episode number 35. I'm excited to announce that we have a special guest coming onto the show today to speak Bonnie's basketball and just really hype the fans up for the season and get them ready for, you know, what's to come this upcoming winter.
Yeah, Kyle, we have a very special guest on today's show. Joining the Schmidt Talking Podcast is J.P. Butler. J.P. is the Olean Times-Herald beat writer for the St. Bonaventure men's basketball team. J.P., welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate being on with you.
Hey, not a problem. We're very happy to have you on. Earlier this week, news broke that Courtney Stockard will likely miss a few games this season as he's recovering from off-season surgery. What's up with his knee, and when can we expect him back on the court?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, and I did get a chance to talk to him in person about that last Thursday at their media day. And our conversation right now with each other is coming at a good time here because they did have that media day at the Riley Center last week. It was an opportunity to really talk to everybody, all players and Coach Schmidt. And so, you know, I was down there for about an hour and a half, you know, talking to a bunch of different guys going into the start of the year here. And first guy I talked to was Courtney, because he was somebody that I've been meaning to really try to get to over the off season, because there's, you know, really a number of things with him that I wanted to ask about. And one of them, as you mentioned there, probably the most newsworthy item to come from it, is the knee. And it was nice to be able to just actually ask him in person. And so he had his knee scoped earlier in the summer. I think it was actually in June. And, you know, he's just now kind of making his way back from that. He's been involved at practice. He is practicing to an extent, doing some individual stuff, but he's not going full bore right now. He hasn't been cleared for full contact yet, and he doesn't expect to be for just another little while here. And so straight from his mouth, and I know they don't always volunteer this kind of information, but he's saying himself that he probably won't be back by the opener against Bucknell on November 7th, which is going to be, you know, pretty difficult game anyway. Certainly would be a little more difficult without him, and maybe even the first couple of games. This is something that he's saying he doesn't want to rush. He doesn't want it to be a situation where it can really bug him throughout the whole season here and be something that can sneak back up later. So he wants to play this safe. You know, he's saying himself that he's got confidence, you know, the team has confidence in its ability to, you know, maybe be able to get those first couple of games without him. And he's just being, you know, I think it's more just being cautious that, and we know with him that there is an injury history, so he just wants to make sure that he's fully good to go before he rejoins this team.
And I am fully down with the cautious side of the whole knee injury. And obviously, as you said, his past history is, you know, not in his favor. So I think when it comes to taking his time, that's the smartest way to go. And JP, with Stocker down and that news coming out, UNLV transfer Jalen Poyser is expected to lead the Bonnies. What have you seen from him in practice, and what have you heard from him during that media day and just speaking with him, you know, as a first time putting on a Bonnies uniform this upcoming season?
Yeah, he's another guy that I really wanted to make a point to talk to, and really all, you know, off season, he was the guy that I wanted to get to because there's so much intrigue with him coming in as a UNLV transfer, guy who scored in double figures at this level before, and just his background in terms of his recruiting. I mean, this is somebody that Bonna was on originally in 2015 when he was coming out. And I know there was a lot of hope at that time that he would pick Bonna. He ends up going to UNLV. But this is a guy who was the number one recruit out of Canada in 2015 and a top 100 player in that entire class. And so in that way, he becomes kind of the first top 100 guy to be playing at Bonner under Mark Schmidt. Now, he wasn't obviously an original recruit, but being here now, you know, he's really one of the highest rated guys coming out of high school that they'll have on this roster. And so there's a lot of intrigue as to what he'll be able to do. And you know, I wrote a story the other day. I don't even think we've really shared it yet online, but just kind of the interesting circumstances with him following a thing here where Marcus Posley comes in as a junior and kind of lights it up right away and becomes one of the go-to players on a tournament caliber team. You have Matt Mobley, who comes in after him and literally picks up, you know, where Posley left off as just a high-scoring, leading-scoring type, again, on an NCAA team. And now sort of the hope or expectation, you know, whether it's fair or unfair to Poizer right now, having yet to put on the uniform, you know, that he can be that next guy that comes in and sort of keeps the train rolling here with his ability to score and maybe becoming, you know, one of the top players on a team that can still be up there. And so I talked to him about, you know, does he feel pressure about that? And he says, no, he's used to it. He's played at a high level in high school and you know, UNLV the last couple of years. He puts that kind of pressure on himself. And just, you know, I talked to Schmidt about how fair is it to just expect that he can come in and just be Mobley and Posley. And Schmidt's saying, you know, we can't just ask him to come in and do that right away. It's not fair to him just because we've gotten so used to having that guy on this roster. But at the same time, he does have to be a guy that can put the ball in the basket. He has to be a guy that can score in double figures. You know, in talking to him, he describes himself as a player who can score at all three levels. Having watched him the few times that I have, I would say that, you know, Matt Mobley's a great shooter. Marcus Posley could be a really great shooter at times. I think he's capable of shooting the ball from distance, but even if he's only a low to mid-30s three-point shooter, I think he's going to be a guy that can take people off the bounce. I think that's his strength, and I think that's what we're going to see from him this year.
JP, when most people talk St. Bonaventure basketball this summer, most of the talk, just like on this podcast, has been about Stockard and Poizer. Who is that impact Bonnie that's really flown under the radar?
Well, it'll be interesting this year because I think there are any number of guys who could be that type. I mean, we know this is a team that's losing three senior starters in the backcourt. So, you know, there's going to be minutes and spots up for grabs there. This is a team that, you know, as we know, loses a good amount just overall, from the three senior guards to a guy like Ieni, to Brockington, obviously transferred. And so there's, you know, a couple of key guys back in Stockard and Ladarian Griffin and you assume Nelson Caputo will have an opportunity in the backcourt. But outside of that, everything's kind of up in the air, and players are going to have an opportunity to set themselves apart, to earn some time. We look up and down the lineup and see a lot of talent there, but I don't think all 10 guys are going to be getting a ton of time, so there's going to be an opportunity for people to set themselves apart. And one person that I'm kind of keeping my eye on, because you talk about Stockard and Griffin back, and you talk about this recruiting class that they have coming in, specifically, you know, Oshunie, the big man who turned down Syracuse and Georgetown, and the local kid, Dominic Welch. A lot of eyes are going to be on them. But somebody that I'm interested in seeing what kind of steps he can take this year, another guy I talked to the other day, is Chef Gal Kalundi. I thought he showed flashes last year in the minutes that he got. He's a year older now. He's somebody that, unlike these new recruits, has that year in the system. You know, he's shown the ability to shoot the ball. And, you know, I'm curious if a guy like Chef can be somebody that steps up and maybe becomes kind of a key player this year. And I think he, you know, if Courtney's going to miss those first 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 games, you know, might that be an opportunity for Chef now? Maybe he becomes a starter and what can he do with those kind of minutes?
JP, we've seen on social media that Dominic Welsh has been stellar in practice thus far. What have you been seeing from the young guy out of Buffalo, and what do you expect from him this upcoming season?
You know, I, and again, these are things I, you know, asked him because I've heard the same thing, that he's coming along certainly the way they would want him to. They're excited about his future. You know, and I asked a couple of different ways, you know, do you feel like you're going to be an impact guy, you know, right away? Can you be somebody who maybe even pushes for a starting spot right away? You know, what does he think about this sort of the pressure that might come with being, you know, the local star who stayed home and is playing for Bonna? And he really kind of downplayed a lot of it. He didn't come out right out and say, you know, I think I should be a starter, and, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. He really just kind of talked about, you know, he seemed very, very even keeled in my conversation with him, very just thoughtful, and took things in and really thought about it. He's somebody who just is talking about learning the system and just making sure that he's doing those little things right each day, knowing the plays, knowing what Schmidt wants out of these guys. And if you can do that as a young player under Schmidt, you're going to have the opportunity to play. And certainly the talent level is probably already there. But with the young guys with Schmidt, it's, can he trust you being out there? And there's a lot of freshmen over the years that he hasn't trusted to be out there yet, or maybe weren't talented enough to be out there yet. He seems like somebody who day by day here is really figuring it out pretty quickly. And, you know, out of all these new guys, they've got six new guys coming in this year. I do think that he's going to be one. And I asked Schmidt, you know, are there guys right now that are really setting themselves apart that we know now, hey, you know, you're going to see them in the lineup this year? And he downplayed that part of it and said that they'll really know more after this, you know, quote-unquote secret Kent State scrimmage this upcoming weekend, when they're actually in a game situation, who really stands out at this point. But if I'm guessing, I'm saying right now that I think Welsh could certainly be one of those new guys. You know, Jalen Poyser, I expect to be in the starting lineup. You know, Oshun, it might take him a little longer. But Welsh is somebody I think that could certainly, especially with the openings in the backcourt, that we could see getting pretty significant minutes this year.
JP, the A-10 recently released a preseason poll, and they were not too nice to the Bonnies. They had them ranked 9th. Where do you believe they'll rank in the conference this season?
You know, it's so actually, you know, vote in this, because all of the team's individual beat writers, in addition to, you know, like the coaches in the league, vote, and that's how they come up with the official preseason order. And I always do a story on it for the Times Herald too, just to give people my own opinion about how I think it should kind of play out. And so when I did it, I said, you know what, obviously you can't downplay what they lose in Jalen Adams and Matt Mobley. I mean, if this were another team and we as Bonna people were looking at it from the other way around, we would say, if you lose two 2,000-point scorers, you know, the heart and soul of these last few teams, they're going to have to take a step back. How could they possibly be as good as they were? I mean, so that's kind of, you know, just looking at it objectively. And Schmidt himself, you know, when Bonna did its media day, it was the night before A-10 media day, and he really kind of said, like, I don't expect us to be picked in that top 5 or 6 because of what we lose and just the reputation that Adams and Mobley have. But obviously that doesn't mean that we have to think that we're going to finish in 8th or 9th. And for me, my whole thing is, yeah, okay, it's probably fair for them to be picked. You know, I thought anywhere between 6 and 10, and they were picked 9th. But when I did my story for the paper and in my ballot, I picked Bonna 5th, because I thought, you know, they've done nothing but really exceed expectations every year, no matter if it was being picked toward the bottom, you know, and finishing in the middle, or if it was being picked in the middle and finishing near the top. They've almost always been able to do that under Schmidt. And so I said, you know, you can't understate how big it'll be to lose Adams and Mobley, but you've got a team with Stockard and Griffin back. You got a team bringing Poyser in this year and with the recruiting class that they're really, really high on. So I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what, I'll pick them fifth and we'll see what happens. And I think their hope inside, you know, the locker room is that we can still stay in the hunt, in the mix with what we have this year.
But going off that, JP, who do you think could be a surprise team that's going to finish near the top?
The league itself is really kind of an unknown to an extent that there is no, to me, runaway number one or even number two team the way we've seen like a Dayton, you know, in recent years, or a VCU, where you're just like, okay, they're like a ranked team, you know, to start the year. They don't have that this year. And from the standpoint that I can't remember a year where there is going to be an opportunity for as many impact transfers as there are this year. And you don't know exactly which of those guys are going to be good and which of them maybe aren't. And so you look at a team like UMass, they've got a lot of those transfers this year that they're hoping can vault them into that top half. You've got a team like Duquesne, same thing. I think that it's kind of been almost a pretty well agreed upon top four of, and it was my top four as well. I've got St. Joe's on top because of the fact that, I mean, they were missing two of their best players last year and still finished in the top four and got a bye. So you bring Charlie Brown back into the mix. You bring Lamar Kimball and what they have back, and Taylor Funk and Pier Francesco Oliva and some of these guys, and Martelli at the helm. That's the team to me that can make the case for being a favorite. St. Louis, they're another team. They've got some guys back, and they've got some transfers. Now, on paper, they look like they could be the most talented team. And when we saw last year flashes of Goodwin and Hassan French inside, Javon Best, a tough senior guard this year, they're hoping that those guys, combined with their transfers, are going to have them at the top. And I think that's fair to have them up there. Davidson, we know as Bonner people that you win with great guards. Davidson has, you know, maybe the best in the league in Kellen Grady and another all-conference caliber guy and John Axel Goodmanson. So just, you know, having those two, and I think, you know, has Davidson up there. And then George Mason, just they bring everybody back. They've got 100% of their scoring back. Everybody's a year older. Otis Livingston, we've seen that guy can score. He had 30, you know, against Bonner's in a loss last year. So I think that's a fair top four. I think Bonner can certainly be up in that mix. And if I was going to pick a team that could maybe make the biggest jump this year, I would maybe say UMass. I mean, I think they finished, you know, whatever it was last year, between 10 and 12, you know, and they've got Luan Pipkins back. They've got some of their other, Carl Pierre. And again, if their transfers can be as good as they think they're going to be, you know, then maybe UMass becomes a team that's up in that mix as well.
All right, JP, final question. How can our listeners best keep in touch with you on social media, and where can they find your articles?
I feel like there's always more, you know, that I'd like to be doing from that standpoint. But certainly, you know, my Twitter, at JPButler10, during the season at least, I try to get as much up there as possible. Our Olean Times Herald Twitter account, at OleanTHSports. Our website, OleanTimesHerald.com. Every day, really, once the season starts, I try to have something up story-wise. And certainly, once we get going, we'll be a little more active, you know, hopefully, in that regard.
All right, JP, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, appreciate it. Guys, love talking Bonner basketball. You guys do a great job. I've listened here and there. Great stuff, great content from you. Anytime you want me to be on again throughout the year, love to do it.
Awesome, man. We really appreciate it, and we'd love to have you on a future episode. That's going to be it for this episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. Tune in next week as we keep you up to date with all things St. Bonaventure basketball. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.